Standing here in this newly landscaped, high-rise built environment, it is hard to imagine the complex and multi-layered history that this location has experienced across the centuries. As I look across the water, I can see the West Ham football ground, the ArcelorMittal Orbit, a large sculptural slide, both legacies of the London 2012 Olympics, which are now part of the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. The water seems to divide the area into islands. Originally part of Essex, this land around the River Lea was farmland, marshland, sparsely populated. Early records show the name Stratford in use in 1066. Its proximity to London, the Thames and developments in harnessing water power for the industry, saw this area around the Lea become a significant industrial force for hundreds of years. The recent development of the Olympic site removed many of the traces of its old industrial past. From the 18th century's industrial revolution, rapidly changing working demands and development brought an influx of workers to the east of London, an area that became blighted by appalling living conditions and extreme poverty. Early industries included textile production and printing. Over time, these industries died out, making way for a wide variety of industries such as soap production, oil and animal processing factories. The area became renowned for the unpleasant smells associated with these industries. The poverty and living conditions were intolerable and resulted in a history of protest, rebellion, the origins of the political Labour Party, emergence of trade unions, and the East London Federation of Suffragettes, headed by Sylvia Pankhurst. The purpose of this walk is to explore the presence of folklore and customs, both historic and current, in this area. To look at the walls, buildings, forgotten stones, for traces of folklore, and to experience the geography anew, through overlapping moments in time. The landscape has changed, but ghosts of the past still leave their presence. The walk takes in seven locations that relate to different folkloric cultures. The seven audio pieces are designed to be listened to at each geographical site, and the recordings can be found on the CFFC website. The illustrated map, designed by UAL alumnus Rosa Thorby, accompanies this audio guide and can be used to navigate between locations, or you can access a Google map via the QR code. The map also identifies places to eat, get food and drink, and use the bathroom. The walk lasts around 2 hours and covers approximately 3 miles and is fully accessible. The audio guided walk is part of the wider project Making Mischief, Folk Costume in Britain, and is funded by National Lorati Heritage Fund. The walk begins on White Post Lane Bridge, across the water via the footbridge to your left. Follow the map to this first site.